Seven don'ts, don't do's. And wholesaling real estate for dummies, of course, you know, we got to talk about that. So I got a question here that inspired this topic. There are seven don'ts that I got to share with you, but hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of myempirepro.com. On this episode, we're talking about seven don'ts, don't do's. And wholesaling real estate for dummies, of course, you know, we got to talk about that. So I got a question here that inspired this topic. There are seven don'ts that I got to share with you, but I think we should dive in through the question first so you can have a proper context of what we're talking about. The question came and says, have literally lost all eight deals since I started in January, every single one, and I have no idea why. I followed all the advice, cold called 100 plus list, text blasted, email blast, direct mail, Facebook ads, bandit signs, FISBOs, for sale by owners, and etc. I carry high faith that the next deal will close, and I don't worry about it, but it never does. You know, sad, but you know, I have the buyers, I am confident in the numbers, I market heavily, I gain traction, then time runs out and no one buys. But let me just pause real quick, let's get through these questions and then I'll go together and give you the seven list. Okay, eight deals since January. Okay, as I'm talking to you, you're what, this video is being taped in April. Okay, in April. Every single one, and this person has no idea, and I know why. Eight deals, they all fell through. That happens all the time, by the way. But no, you don't have to have eight deals fall through. And what do you mean by eight deals? Do you mean eight contracts? You know, did you lock eight properties under contract? You know, locking a property under contract, it's just that, not a deal. It's not really, when you get into this business long enough, you know that it's not really truly a deal until it actually closes, because anything can go wrong before closing, you know. All right, so, but done everything in 4 months, text blasting, call, email blasting, direct mail, Facebook ads, bandit signs. Sounds like somebody who is quite a bit distracted by a lot of different marketing strategies, okay? You shouldn't be doing no more than two, especially if you're fresh in the business, okay? You should be drilling deeper rather than going too wide. You will stretch yourself too thin because you're just one person, you know, and the kind of energy resources you need to put into one strategy, you're spreading it all over the place. And this game is about survival of the fittest, you know. So it's not fit. The way you're structured is not properly fit. I have the buyers. What does that mean? What do you mean you have a buyer, you know? You have the buyers, I'm confident in the numbers. So if you have the buyers and you're confident in the numbers, are the buyers confident in the numbers? Those are the questions that I will be asking. I market heavily. When you market heavily, do you mean you're spreading yourself too thin, or you focus on one or two strategies, or at least so you can get your first, second deal, right? And are the strategies the right one? You know, that's another question, because sometimes it depends on your personality, your location, your area, how popular is wholesaling in your city. Is it very competitive? I get traction. That means a lot. You're talking to a lot of people. That's simply what that, because you're talking to a lot of people doesn't mean traction. But so what do you mean by traction? Again, SMART goals, right? Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and trackable, right? Or time tested, right? So time proven, right? SMART goals, you know, so gain traction. You got to define that a little bit more. Then time runs out and no one buys, okay? When time runs out on a deal, on a contract, by the way, it's just time to renegotiate. You shouldn't really give up so fast on a contract or give up on a prospect. Don't be too soon to give up on a prospect. I saw somebody the other day bragging about, you know, I maintain my reputation, so I let go. No, you're letting go of solving that person's problem for them. That's actually worse. Again, you got to define your definitions of service in this game. You know, you're trying to help somebody. It's really values in the eyes of the the recipients, okay, not yourself, okay? So whatever your moral compass is may be bastardized for entrepreneurship. At the end of the day, you just need to serve a person based on how they define what service and value is for themselves. And you can't know that unless you know how to ask, unless you know how to ask quality questions, okay? So we're gonna keep talking about that, by the way. I have a goal of 20 deals this year. You know, I was about to say, the value, the chasing too fast. Are you going too fast? Or are you just concerned about how much money you wanna make? But we're gonna get there in a second here. I've gotten contracts as big as $800,000. That doesn't mean anything to me. What if you got a contract of $800,000 on a property that's only worth $150,000? I know that's extreme, but what if that's the case? It doesn't really help me. That's an insignificant information for me, basically, right? But I don't know. I have a goal of 20 deals this year, $5,000 a deal, targeting 100K gross profit. So it's good to have your own personal goals. Just don't get me wrong, okay? But I'm just saying these things can get in your way. So I have the intention and determination. Intentions are overrated. This is real business, okay? And again, your moral compass can be in your way, can get in your way. I'm never going to stop. Good attitude, okay? Because I believe in myself so much that I quit my job. Wrong move, okay? Wrong move. Especially if you have a family to support, you got kids to support. If you're desperate, if you bring desperate energy into this game, it just doesn't work out well. Because again, this is entrepreneurship. You need to be a boss, a business owner. You're going to be making business decisions. And if you're making those business decisions based on being desperate because you have a deal chasing you, it just tends to go wrong. You'll never be able to trust your own judgment too because you're desperate, right? And when full-time at the beginning, you can't be full-time unless you replace the income. The goal is to replace the income and then you can claim your full-time. Because you're spending 24 hours a day on this business doesn't make you full-time. It's about results, right? And I did that for the first time in 2006, October. However, I had been working probably 48 hours, exaggerations, but 48 hours on the business for 1 year before that. But I was not able to quit my job until October 2006, which is about almost 2 years after I bought my first course for $3,000. All right, so I'm not giving up yet. Don't give up. That's not in me, and I'm not worried about that. What am I missing? I think I mentioned quite a few things you're missing, but there are 7 don't do's that I have here that you really want to go check out the details in the blog post. There's a link to the blog post in the bottom of this email. You could just simply go to myempirepro.com/blog if you're within last 3 videos from this time you're watching this. But the link, the direct link, should be in the description of this video. 1, don't confuse a contract with a deal. 2, don't give yourself an ultimatum. That's what you do when you quit your job too early. All right. Or when you're counting other people's money, you're looking at testimonials, you know. You wanna use that as inspiration, but don't use that as your yardstick, right? Don't use it as ultimatum for yourself. Don't wait on deals to make money. I covered that in details. Don't focus on money. Focus on problem solving. 5, don't quit your job, your day job, unless the income is replaced, okay? Because that's the actual goal, to replace the income, right? 6, don't overrate intentions. I mentioned that earlier. 7, don't wholesale real estate alone. Find an accountability partner or a mentor that has a team and then work together with other people because you're going to get the most out of that. That's the return on investment of that is infinity, okay? So that's what I have for you on this episode. If you want to build a pipeline, you want to learn how to do this the right way, just go get this book first and read this book, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. That's where you want to go, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets for free in addition to that. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.